Psalm 105 is a great psalm, and if you read it, it tells all about the history of the children. First four verses are fabulous. The whole thing is fabulous, but I love the first four verses, and I'm going to read those first four, first out of the King James, and then right after that out of the Message. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. And the Message says, hallelujah, thank God, pray to him by name, tell everyone you meet what he has done. Is that a good word? Let's tell everybody we meet. Somehow find a way to work it into your conversations with people just every day about what God has done for you and how great he is and how magnificent he is. I love that word, magnificent. Who's magnificent?
Jesus.
Jesus is absolutely magnificent. Say that name over and over again today and just think of him, and guess what happens to your face?
It smiles.
It smiles. I like that, don't you? Huh? Everybody looks so neat with smiles on your faces. Hey, you know, some Sunday we're going to get everybody here on the same Sunday. In fact, today I thought, oh, I hope this building doesn't fall down. Six pillars, six pillars in this body are out of town this Sunday, and God bless them and let them have a good time wherever they are and give them safe travel. Amen. Okay, back to the psalm. Let's go to verse 2. Okay? Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Message says, sing him songs, belt out hymns, translate his wonders into music. We're going to do that this morning? We're really going to sing. Amen? Amen. We can belt them out. King James says for verse 3, glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. The Message says, honor his holy name with hallelujahs. You who seek God, live a happy life. Ah, I want to do that. I want to live a happy life. How do we live a happy life? By giving our lives, dying to ourselves, and giving our lives to Jesus. As we put our life in his hands, guess what? We're living a life with that magnificent Jesus of ours. Amen?
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Together, entwined together. And when we're entwined with him, we will be happy and those smiles will be on our face.
Excellent.
Verse 4, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. The Message says, keep your eyes open for God. Watch for his works. Be alert for signs of his presence. Amen. I want to be totally alert today for signs of his presence, both in this service, while we're here together, and as we go about our daily activities today. As we do what God has called us to do today, I want to be alert with my eyes wide open to see what God is going to bring into my life today and how he's going to use me for the kingdom of God and for his glory. Let's stand and let's say it from the Message translation as we go into worship. Hallelujah. Thank God. Pray to him by name. Tell everyone you meet what he has done. Sing him songs. Belt out hymns. Translate his wonders into music. Honor his holy name with hallelujahs, you who seek God. Live a happy life. Keep your eyes open for God. Watch for his works. Be alert for signs of his presence. And now we're going to translate his wonders into music.
Yes,
amen.
We are.
Let's
amen.
Do it.